Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored.
Nathan, feel free to jump in.
Okay, I will.
All right, and we want to welcome all of our family to Wednesday Live, and today we have a wonderful treat. We have Paul Wilbur as well as Nathan Wilbur, who are going to be joining us for this next hour. And I want to welcome both of you brothers. I do believe that we have you on air after a couple phone calls there. And so welcome. Welcome, Paul Wilbur. Welcome, Nathan Wilbur. Great to have both of you with us at WCNO.
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. It's a pleasure.
All right, we have an event coming up, and I want to promote this event. It's coming up on the 25th of September, and it is I Stand With Israel event. And, of course, you all will be able to tell us exactly what we can expect with that. It's going to be at 6 p.m. Treasure Coast Day of Prayer. There's going to be an hour of regional leadership from this community, an hour of prayer from leaders from the Treasure Coast of Florida. 7 o'clock, we're going to have I Stand With Israel, and we are so looking forward to this event that's coming up. I do have a couple tickets I'm going to be giving away a little later this morning, and so I have them right in my hand. These tickets are going to be... We're asking for a donation of $10 a ticket, but these two tickets are available this morning. So the radio station number is 772-221-1100. All right. Welcome. Welcome, Paul.
Thanks, Jonathan.
All right. Tell us what we can expect at this upcoming event. Are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I okay. Hear you fine.
Okay, good.
Hope that I'm coming through.
Okay, you are coming. Well, you're coming through well. I hear a little bit of noise in the background. I don't know if someone has a radio on or something is in the background.
Nothing here. We are Texas quiet.
Okay, are we on speakerphones? Speakerphone sometimes gives us that echo as well.
You are on my computer.
Okay.
And if that makes a difference, I will. I'll put you on my cell phone speaker because I'm not going to hold this thing up to my head for an hour.
Okay, got you. Okay, for sure.
Is this better?
That's better. That's
all
much
right.
Better. That is much
all
better.
Right.
Okay, so we
you
have an event.
Much worse, but that's technology.
No, it's good. So September the 25th, Thursday evening, and the evening starts at 6 o'clock. 7 o'clock, we're going to have Paul Wilbur is going to be with us for I Stand With Israel event. And Paul, what can our listeners expect to come out that night? Why is it important that we stand with Israel, and what is this event all about? It's not as if you don't have plenty of things to do. You were just sharing you've literally been running all around the country and the world, and so we're blessed to know that we are a part of your schedule.
Yes, and after our time last year, Jonathan, with you in South Florida, We set up a time to return before we even left the building, because we're walking the same walk, we're reading from the same paragraphs in the scriptures, whether it's the Psalms or the prophets or the prophetic, which is the entire the New Testament, as far as I'm concerned. So that evening. I'm blessed to know that we start with an hour of prayer to prepare the ground, the atmosphere, our hearts. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll continue the intercession through the sounds of praise and worship. We'll have our A team with us, and we'll spend a really good amount of time in praise and worship, to continue to prepare our hearts, the atmosphere, the ground, and believing, raising a spirit of hope and faith in our hearts as we sing and declare, you know, Jonathan, the power in praise and worship. There's so much that could be said, but it's the least. It is definitely not just a time to rally the troops. It's definitely not a time just to get everybody away from the book tables and out of the foyer or whatever to get us into the building to hear something. It's an opportunity for the people of God to pray through the praise, to intercede through the praise, to prophesy through the praise, prophesying to the atmosphere, prophesying to ourselves, reminding ourselves of the Word of God, which accomplishes everything that God sends it to, and not one word of it falls to the ground. There's just so much to be said about that initial time with the instruments, the voices. We're all saying the same thing at the same time. We're all in a place of unity, and the promise of the Word is that Hine matov umanaim shevetachim gam yachad. Behold how good and how pleasant it is when brothers dwell together or prophesy together or sing together or believe together in unity. There the Lord commands his blessing, even life forevermore. I know I'm going on, but you've got me on my sweet spot. So
we want to keep you there. We want to keep you there too. But Paul, for people who have never heard who Paul Wilbur is, and I'm looking at some paperwork here, but I know we have listeners that go, who is Paul Wilbur? And what is I Stand With Israel event? Who? But let's start with you. You are very well known around the world by many people, but yet I know we have listeners right now that's listening saying, I don't know who Paul Wilbur is.
Well, almost 50 years of doing pretty much the same thing. Got born again in 1977 as a graduate student at Indiana University. Less than a year later, I was married to the love of my life, now 47 and a half years. Two sons, one that you're going to hear from in a few minutes if I ever be quiet. Nathan is our firstborn.
I am here, by the way.
Oh, hi, Nathan.
There he is. You just heard from him. Okay, Nathan, put the mic down. This is your father speaking. So, and immediately went into full-time music ministry because the guy who led me to Jesus was a Pentecostal Baptist from Odessa, Texas. Wow. He and I formed a group called Harvest. Within 3 months, we were recording on a major record label with Zondervan, the first publishers of the NIV Bible, which was a big deal back in 1976-77. And 5 years there, then recording with Maranatha Records with my group called Israel's Hope as a cantor and worship leader in a Messianic synagogue in Rockville, Maryland with Sid Roth, who everybody has heard of. If they haven't heard of me, they know of Sid Roth, Messianic Vision, I Have a Vision, and all the rest of that. And then for the last 27 years, recording with Integrity Music in about six different languages, 90 nations, and at 74 years plus of life, still going stronger than ever. So that's
awesome.
That's a bigger nutshell of who is Paul Wilbur.
Okay, well, thank you. And just looking at your background and sort of an unusual mix there. Your father, Jewish father, and a Baptist mother, and a Pentecostal Baptist ministering. That's quite a mix up there. But I know that God knows how to bring that all together. And I know a passion of your heart is to see the body of Christ unite and come together. And so
one new man.
Right. So we want to talk today a little bit about what God's putting on your heart. I know you all have just gone through what, some moving?
We just moved to the real West. We moved to Fort Worth, Texas, where the West begins. We were almost 30 years in Jacksonville, Florida. And so we're still transitioning, and I'm not home much as we've moved. But yeah, we're Texans now. Next week, I'm going to get my driver's license, and I'll have to surrender my Florida license. But yeah, we're in Texas.
All right, you're in Texas. Well, I know that you were sharing some of what the Lord's put on your heart. I had some notes on the book that you've released, Roar from Zion, and looked at that. I'm sure that we have listeners today that have read that as well. It's been some time back since I read it. I sort of reviewed some of the topics on that this morning. But where are we right now? Things are moving really fast in the world, and I just last night caught a piece of Jonathan Cahn kind of addressing some of the challenges, and the name Tucker Carlson was brought up in some of his discussion, talking about why are Jews really Jews? Is Israel really Israel? And some things like that. So I know there's a lot going on. So what is God saying to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll hear from Nathan when we join you, and I'm gonna surrender to him for a couple of minutes. Just before Nathan jumps in here, these subjects, is Israel really Israel? Are the Jews of today really connected to the Jews of ancient history? Is Jerusalem really that important? I mean, my daughter-in-law was sharing with me last night, just came back from a couple of days in Tampa with my son and their two sons, and sitting in a restaurant, overheard a conversation next to them. This is like 4 days ago. Overheard a conversation of a couple of men in their 30s talking about these same subjects. One of them was saying, well, Hitler wasn't really so bad. The Jews of today really don't have a connection with the Jews of the Bible. These same topics, which are just excuses for anti-Semitism giving place for our ultimate enemy, the devil, to destroy the plans, purposes, and pursuits of his arch enemy, which happens to be our Savior, King, Messiah, who will eventually throw him in a pit and put a big rock over the top. And so what you're going to hear when you come to I Stand With Israel, we'll be dealing again with some of these ancient, ignorant discussions. We call them false narratives that try to put Israel and the Jewish people out of plan and purpose of God, which means that he's a liar. The promises that God has made to Israel, to the Jewish people, and ultimately, hello, to the body of Christ.
Amen.
If we can't depend on God to fulfill his promises to Israel, we have absolutely no reason, no grounds to believe that he would be faithful to the promises he's made to us personally, to the body of Messiah worldwide, or to the to any promise? Will he raise us up out of the dead? Is there a future for us? Is there a real heaven? If we can't see, if we can't believe and know for a fact that God is faithful to his promises to Israel, we have absolutely no reason to hope that he will fulfill anything that he has said to those who are not of Israel. So you're going to hear a lot of that when we're there. And I think Nathan also speaks to this. I hope that was strong enough. I'm intentionally being strong on these things, because if we could just, Jonathan, if we could just get the body of Christ to read and believe their Bible, there it's would true. Be a real foundation for us to be able to move ahead in unity. But there's still so much confusion. There's a great need for a Jonathan Kahn, for a Paul Wilbur, for a Sid Roth, for anybody who knows the truth to be speaking it, and to be speaking it loudly. And that's why we do these I Stand With Israel events.
Excellent. Excellent. Nathan, welcome. I know that that you have a lot to share and a lot to say. And Nathan, as you come on air, I want to just share with you a real concern. A young man in our congregation, teenager, has been asking me a lot of questions about Israel, just the same things we're talking about tonight. And he is in a secular educational setting. And I could see immediately from the questions he's raising that there is anti-Semitism being taught right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida within some of our educational facilities, because we have students in the church that are having their thoughts infected by those kinds of thoughts. So, Nathan, welcome, and what sayeth thou?
Thank you for having me. It's good to be with you and my dad once again. So just real briefly to kind of pull up maybe the 30,000 foot view of everything, because sometimes we can focus so much on the symptoms that we forget to look at the cause of the injury. You know, when you go to the doctor and you say, my arm hurts, and he goes, well, take this painkiller. It numbs the pain, but is it really addressing the problem that is in there? And to do that, you need to get a x-ray, right? You need to look below the surface to see what's going on. And that's what I like to do. And the best way to confront these is with the Word of God. And when you look at Zechariah 12, the Lord speaks about Jerusalem being a stumbling block for all nations. This is the creator of heaven and earth. This is the one who spoke forth his word, the one who sent his son, Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, for Israel, but for all nations, that we may all be saved. He's speaking and saying that the place that is stamped with his name in all the places of the world is the city called Jerusalem, and he is going to be the one that makes it a stumbling block for all nations. And not only that, but the language in there is very strong, where it says that the nations are going to become drunk. It's going to be this cup that sends the surrounding peoples reeling. It's saying that they're going to be so drunk with this anti-Jerusalem syndrome that it's just going to, it's not going to make normal sense. Why? Because we're dealing with a spiritual battle. And when the Lord calls a place on the earth his, you can guarantee that the enemy, who is anti-God, anti-Messiah, is going to put all of his focus on not just the land that the Lord calls his, but the people that the Lord has placed to be the servants of it. So you, there's a place. It's called Jerusalem. And there's a people that the Lord called to be the caretakers of the land. And you have this all-out attack on the Jewish people right now. And I just want to put some things into context. Here in the United States of America, the Jewish people make up 2.4% of the total population in the United States, 2.4%. Yet, a statistic just came out that right under 70% of all religious hate crimes is against that 2.4%. It doesn't make sense unless the people that are the ones who are caretaking over God's land and are here in the United States, the enemy has a plan to try to wipe them out from the face of the earth. And obviously we know all of these things that are coming into place. But when we see the attacks of the Jewish people, when we're hearing about these statements, false narratives that my dad was speaking to earlier, it's all a part of this onslaught to attack the true narratives. It's everything to go against the Word of God, which has been established since before the foundations of the earth, as we read. And it's also completely trying to get inside the church, because the enemy knows that if he can divide the church of God from within, and that's where he's got to do it, and separate them, then he knows he can start picking off people one by one. And we know that the ultimate plan of the enemy is not just the Jewish people to remove them, but also to remove the church, the representation of what God did when he sent his son unto the earth. I know I'm loading you with a lot of data and statistics and things, but we have to remember that when we're hearing these false narratives, that is the noise that the enemy is trying to distract away from what is really at the root of all of this, which is our King, Yeshua, Jesus, is returning to a place called Jerusalem. And he is trying to do everything he can to divide, separate, and make that not happen.
Hmm. Well, that's very true, very true. And I've, of course, as a pastor and also as a part of a network of leaders here on the Treasure Coast, it's very heavy on my heart that we call the body of Christ together and not just to an event or a production, but that there is a release of revelation from heaven, and that there is a transformation that takes place that brings forth action, at least on the part of the righteous, to stand with Israel. And I remember speaking with this young man after the other evening as he was asking the questions, and he was saying, why would we want to stand with Israel? And I'm thinking, here's a young man in my congregation, his family, they're Christians. He is a Christian himself, and yet he's questioning. And so there obviously is a great need in our nation at this time to bring biblical clarity, biblically balanced clarity to these issues. And the book of Romans is so powerful. I've been going through this over the last several weeks, couple months now, with our men's group on Saturday morning, just looking at some of the questions that are raised in reference to Israel. And in chapter 9, where it says, has God failed to fulfill his promise to Israel? And of course, the answer is no. And then in chapter 10, did the people of Israel understand? Well, the scripture says, yes, they did understand. And then it just continues in regards to the message. They understood, because they understood there's some responsibility. But then later in the chapter, did God's people stumble and fall beyond recovery? And the answer is no. And we know that God is at work right now. So right now in the nations, there's so much that's taking place. And so this is awesome that you all are coming to Florida. I know you're traveling a lot. with young people. I'm really interested in seeing the youth reached. What are you seeing across the nation, Nathan? As I know, you and your wife, you have children, and you're involved in different levels of ministry. What do you see taking place with our youth, and how do we reach them?
That is an excellent question. And the truth of the matter is, you have to go to the places where they're getting information. And the number one spot is social media. There has been an attack on communication. We know from studying military tactics that when you're going at somebody, the number one thing you want to do is attack communications. You want to disrupt the other person's ability to communicate effectively, the battle plan, and to stay in unity. And so we as the church have to have a strategic social media plan, because that's where our young people are getting their information. And I just want to encourage people that our youth want to know the truth. And we as parents need to do a better job of helping in that communication aspect. You know, this is something where I can't tell you how many text messages I get in a day where a parent comes to me and says, hey, my child just sent me this from social media. He didn't say, oh, my child just heard this on the news. You know, that's far and gone. I'm getting constant clips of, are the Jews of today the Jews from the Bible? Let me just answer that real quickly. How is it that this is the only people group in the world that is being questioned for their ethnicity? Do we question, are the Japanese today the ones from World War II? Do we question, are the Americans today? It's just, it's amazing to me how easy the enemy can sit there, put a lie, package it really nicely, put it on some social media influencer's mind, to go out there and push out this false narrative. And the truth of the matter is we've got to get back to teaching the authoritative word of God, which is what I liked about you getting back to scripture, sharing about Romans. That's vitally important. We have to know the truth, and the only place that we can get that is the word of God. But we also need to use social media effectively to reach people with the truth. If we're targeting specifically our youth and our young people, because that's where they're going to get their news today.
Well, and we must reach our children if we're going to see our family saved. This has to be done, and to recognize the fact that they're not just coming on Sunday morning listening to a preacher or to our parents. They're being influenced in a huge way by what's taking place in the world. Now, Paul, you had mentioned the 9/11 verse. What is that all about?
Well, in any emergency, we teach our kids, speaking of families, if you've got a problem, we teach them how to dial 911 and get in touch with someone that can help them and help them quickly. So we can go to that verse real quickly, but just piggybacking off of the last couple minutes, you're speaking about we need to teach our children. And it's another reason, Jonathan, for our online communication. Every week we put out a broadcast called Shabbat in Your Home, where we live many times, are gathering around a Shabbat table, and probably if we've got listeners that are going to stay with us for this whole hour, they already understand Shabbat. They've heard the term before. They recognize it as an opportunity that God calls us to as families. but it's also an opportunity to teach our children. And I want to put a plug in for Shabbat in Your Home. It's broadcast on social media, Facebook and whatnot, every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But you can go and watch it. It's recorded, and then it'll be there for till Jesus comes, I think. But also, we have an app on the App Store, Wilbur Ministries. And there you can download for free our app, all of our broadcasts, all of our media is there for the listening and for the taking. So raising up our children in the way they should go and teaching them. Probably a lot of our listeners may even remember a song, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, "Teach Your Children Well, Their Father's Help Will Slowly Go By." It's a real word from the secular media, but it's a good one. Teach your children well, and that is really a foundational motivation for us. That the family unit, I believe, I'll get to 9/11 in a second, but this is so important because you have teenagers or young men and women in your church, just like every other church, who are hearing a different message from a different father, and they're being confused at a very important time. Not to be confused. And I think Nathan said it so eloquently about who's your daddy. Wasn't it Arnold Schwarzenegger in that movie that I've never seen, Who's Your Daddy?
Because Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop, okay.
Okay.
Well, he asked the question, who is your daddy and what does he do? You have to listen to the right father, because if you're mixing voices, the father of lies and the father of mankind, and you're taking a little from here and a little from there, you are going to simply confuse yourself and you won't know what the truth is. So a long plug again, but God help me, I'll get it condensed one of these days. So
the 9/11, we want to get to the 9/11, but Paul, I want you to set a song up. We're going to take a break with a song and be right back.
Okay.
And the song that I have set up is Oh Shout for Joy Live. What can you tell us about that song?
Well, Oh Shout for Joy, taken from Psalm 20. And it's just a great psalm, not only of praise, but really at the heart of what a believer is believing and singing. It says in the tag, when you overcome, when you are victorious, speaking to all the people who are listening, we will shout for joy. We rejoice with those who rejoice. We weep with those who weep, like the hostages still kept in that waterless pit of Gaza. And this is it's got a setting in the islands, but it's a great song of affirmation and unity for the body of Christ.
And when we come back, we will get to Zechariah 9/11, won't we?
Absolutely. Pushing
okay.
me that way.
Okay. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Shout for joy when thou fallen temple. lives of my people Israel. They shall build the broken walls and cities and live in them. From the nations, I plant them in their land. They shall grow and flourish like a vineyard, not be moved again. Alle, alleluia, oh shout for joy. When the fallen tent of David has been restored out. From the nations, I'll bring them by the hand. Jew and Gentile worshiping together as one new man. Strike the harp and play upon the timbrel. Oh, children, dance and sing. Shout for joy.
Oh, Shout for Joy with Paul Wilbur. And Paul Wilbur and his team are going to be right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida coming up in September the 25th. And this is an evening that is called Treasure Coast Day of Prayer. We're just calling the entire coast of Florida to seek the Lord. We're going to have about an hour of prayer from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock on that Thursday evening. This event is going to be held at the New Hope Church. Palm City New Hope Church is making their facility available to us this year. The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is actually kind of the sponsor, but we want to thank Pastor Durham and the great family out of Palm City New Hope Church. So this is going to be on September the 25th, 6 p.m. That is at 3900 Southwest Centris Boulevard in Palm City, Florida. You can go online to TCC Alliance, TCC Alliance. Find out more information there. And also, I'm confident that I've seen some information, Paul, on your website as well. Want to welcome Paul Wilbur and Nathan Wilbur back on air with us at this time. And when we left a few moments ago, Paul, we were looking at the 9/11 scripture.
Yes, it is time to dial 911. We need the help of a professional, and there's no one better to help in a time of trouble than the one who is the King of Israel. He is a rescuer. He is a savior. By the way, that word savior, save, shuv in Hebrew, indicates not just a rescuing from a difficult situation, but the word save, shuv, indicates a divine intervention. So if you're in trouble, dial 911 is my recommendation. Go to Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11, and this has been a major theme in our writing of praise and worship, also in our preaching and teaching. Let me just read it for you here real quickly. As for you, and here the God of the universe, Yahweh, if you will, Yeshua, is speaking to Israel. He says, as for you, because of the blood of my covenant that I have made with you, that is the most profound statement, I believe, in all of Scripture. Because the covenant of blood means what's mine is yours, what's yours is mine. It is the strongest kind of agreement in the earth. We see it all through the Scriptures. We see it even in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve when they broke covenant with God. He took a lamb. He took the bloody sheep of the lamb and covered Adam and Eve, confirming a blood covenant. We see it especially in Genesis 22 with Abraham and Isaac on top of Mount Moriah, where Jesus comes 2,000 years later and then confirms or enacts the new covenant in his own blood. And again, I'm getting carried away, but this is such important stuff. If you're still asking, is it important that Israel is Israel? Is it important that the Jews of today are connected to the Jews of Zechariah? Why is it important for a Christian to stand with Israel? All you have to do is know these first couple of words. As for you, God says to Israel, because of the blood of my covenant with you.
Mm.
What's he going to do? He says, I will set you free from the waterless pit. I speak that as I'm praying over the hostages in Gaza. I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. I use that as an intercession. I've used it in writing of songs of praise. He goes on and he says, return to your stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Remember, he's still speaking to Israel. And by extension of the blood covenant, he's speaking to the church today. Return to your stronghold. Proverbs 8, verse 20 says that the name of the Lord is a stronghold. It is a strong tower of safety. And then he says, return to your stronghold. You are a prisoner of hope. That word hope, tikvah, is the national anthem of the state of Israel, the hope. And what is hope? It's not a thing. Hope is a person. We put our hope in the person, in the covenant of blood in Jesus, Yeshua. And so he is speaking even in the day of Zechariah prophetically. Yahweh is looking forward, and he says to Israel, return to my name. You are a prisoner of the hope. And then he says, today, I declare to you, Israel, I will restore to you double. Whatever you lost, I've heard a lot of preachers say, double for the trouble. If anyone has experienced trouble in this earth, it is the people of Israel. Yes, because they've been hard-hearted. Yes, because they've broken covenant. Yes, 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 and yes. But there are so many promises of God. Because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will restore you. I will set you back in place. And the church needs to get a hold of this and stop being double-minded about Israel. The promises of God, as I said in the beginning, if God will not fulfilled his promise to Israel, you, Christian, have no hope that he will do anything for you. Because if he's going to be double-minded and speak out of both sides of his mouth with regards to Israel, you have no assurance that he won't do the same thing for you. So let's get our confidence where it belongs, and let's believe the word of God, take a stand, and stand with the God of Israel, which means we also stand with Israel. 911, Zechariah.
Powerful. Wow. I don't think I ever heard that quite like that. I am so glad that you shared that with us. Again, Paul Wilbur, Nathan Wilbur are with us on air today. You're listening to WCNO Wednesday Live, and we're coming to you from Palm City, Florida. And I right now have two tickets available to give away to the first caller. Karen, let's give those phone numbers out and see if we can get somebody on the line.
The number you can call is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
Phone lines are ringing. It's going to be gone.
It was already ringing before it was coming out.
Yeah, before you even gave the number, they're already calling. Again, coming up September the 25th, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, regional leaders are going to be leading in prayer for the Treasure Coast of Florida. 7 o'clock, we are going to have a powerful night. Paul, so glad that you are going to be coming back. Nathan, you going to be here?
Yes, sir. I wouldn't miss it.
You're not going to miss it. All right. And I know the full team. It's going to be an evening of prayer, worship, anointed music. And, of course, we're looking to fill up every one of those seats. We only have about 700 seats. And this is going to be in Palm City New Hope. And, again, September the 25th. Put that on your calendar. You can go to TCC Alliance. That's for Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. .com. Find out more about that and make a donation. Get some tickets. You can bring a group. And, of course, if you're down in Palm Beach County, you're in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, over in Okeechobee, wherever you may be located up in Indian River County, we welcome you to come on down from Sebastian, up in Fort Pierce, Vero Beach, up and down the coast, and, of course, Martin County. We're looking to have a packed house that night. And, you know, Paul, earlier we were talking a bit about having events, and we've had Jonathan Kahn come to our area now three times. You were just with us that one time. But out of those events, yes, at the conclusion, every time, there's a powerful conclusion. But the question is, what do we do afterwards? And are we changed by the presence of God? And I want you to just address that, but I have to tell you, there's a verse that has literally convicted me every time I've read it. Again, it's in Romans, where the Apostle Paul says, I would be willing, this is chapter 9, I would be willing to be forever cursed, cut off from Christ, if that would save the Jews. The question, as I read that, the Father puts on my heart is, Jonathan, do you have that kind of a vision for your own family? Do you have that kind of a burden for your own city, for your own nation? But it goes beyond that. The question, Paul is saying, I have that kind of a vision and burden on my heart for the Jews. And I would just raise that question to you as you listen today. Do you have that kind of a burden? What are you willing to do spiritually in prayer to see that the Jewish people are brought into the kingdom of God along with our Gentiles?
Yeah, Jonathan, that is so strong. And I want Nathan to jump in here. We've just got a few minutes together. But before I ask him to share the three P's of what we encourage the people to do to activate, you know, the reason that we go is not only to inform, but also to motivate and then to activate the people of God. to respond to what they've heard. But the good news in that question or that statement of the Apostle Paul is that there's already been one who became a curse for us by being hung on a tree. And
Amen.
He became cursed and cut off so that we, Jew and Gentile alike, could have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that should be the motivation that says to us, whatever I need to do to fulfill the Word of God and His purpose for me, that it's no, there is no chance in the plan of God. He selected each of us, Jonathan. He purposed in His heart and mind to place us where we are in history on the face of the earth at this time. He has purposed us and placed us here for His good purposes. And it's our responsibility to find out, who am I? What am I doing here? And how do I fulfill the purpose of God for my life? One day, I'm going to stand before that King. And if He asks anything, it's going to be, did you do what I purposed and built you and planned for you to do? Did you do what your father told you to do? And I'm hoping to have a really good answer.
Want to hear well done.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Sophie just called. Sophie just called in, and she is from Tampa. And Sophie's taking those two tickets. And we're going to be giving some more tickets out as we get together leading right up to the event. But, Sophie, thank you for that call. Sorry to interrupt you there, Paul. Those two tickets are gone this morning. All right. And I believe, Nathan, you are up.
Yeah, go ahead, Nathan, but let me just say this. Again, we're not coming to just tickle ears.
Thank you.
We're not coming just so people can hear their favorite Paul Wilbur Integrity song. We're not coming to inform, but to motivate and to activate the people of God to get off their spiritual tuchus. Was that plain enough?
We got it. We got it.
Okay. The three P's that Nathan came up with, I think it's great. Okay, Nathan, I'll be quiet.
Right. We're coming together to worship the Lord and to be activated to stand in what God has told of His promises from long ago. And when we stand together in unity, it is activating the blessing and power of God, activating us so that when we leave that night, we're not just leaving with more information. But I believe that the Spirit of God, what He's been doing, particularly with us in these events, is giving people the courage, like the lion of the tribe of Judah, to roar and to sound and stand up for truth. And I'll close out with what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said. You know, this is a man who was a pastor in Germany, and he decided that enough was enough with the evil Nazi party and with Hitler's plan to wipe out the Jews. And he said this: silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. And so we are taking this sentence, this statement from Bonhoeffer, and we're encouraging other believers who profess Jesus as their Messiah to stand up now and let their voice be heard. And when we do so together in unity, it provokes a response from heaven for protection, but also for blessing that establishes itself in our lives and also our households, because that's what, in the end, my dad and I are after, to see the blessing of the Lord come into every household that is represented as we join together.
Wow, that's awesome. We're going to have a great evening together. Again, for those of you just joining in, and I'm sure some are, Treasure Coast Day of Prayer coming up September the 25th. The event is sponsored by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. You can go to TCC Alliance. That's for TreasureCoastChristianAlliance.com. Find out more information, make a donation, get tickets. You can bring your family, you can bring your Bible study group, you can bring your choral group, your youth group, and I would encourage youth groups to come to this event. You will be blessed. This will be an event that's going to be tremendous. Parents, bring your children, let them hear the word and receive the message that will bring biblical balance to their understanding about Israel. This is going to be a very important night, September the 25th, 6 p.m., 7 o'clock. Paul Wilbur and his entire team is going to be with us, and this is going to be in Palm City, at New Hope Church in Palm City. And so we are almost out of time, and I would like for you all to give your best invitation to all of our listeners as we are finishing up today. Paul?
Well, friends, there has never been a time like this in history. We need to be those who are awake, alert, and activated to take our place. There's probably no better statement to finish with than what Mordecai said to his cousin Esther when the Jewish people were in a desperate place. And she was a little reluctant because she knew that if she went in uninvited to King Ahasuerus, it could cost her life. But we're asking the body of Christ now, no matter what it cost, the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, are in a very, they're in the wine press right now. And his statement to her rings through today. Do whatever seems right to you. But who knows that you weren't brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. Come and join us for such a time as this, and find your purpose and place in this hour in the kingdom of God.
Nathan, would you close us with prayer for the event?
Absolutely. Lord, we just thank you for this time that as we're coming together, Lord, I pray for protection for everyone that has come into that place. Lord, I ask that you would draw people maybe that weren't even planning to come. Lord, I just ask that you would saturate, oh Lord, that place with your spirit, that as we are setting an altar of worship to go before you, Lord, one of spirit and of truth, I'm asking, Lord, that you would rejoice, oh Lord God, at seeing the unity of your family, Lord, that as you're seeing us come together to worship you, as we are coming to honor you, oh Lord God, with our offerings, Lord, and as we're singing with our voices, I ask that it would rise up before your throne as sweet incense, Lord, as you spoke in your word and said that you enjoyed, Lord, the smells of the offerings when they were offered up before you, O Lord God, in truth. And I'm asking, Lord, that you would join us that night in worship, and that